The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, that brings us to 7:40 on this Tuesday morning. Port Huron City Council met last night. Joining us right now is the mayor of Port Huron, Pauline Rep. Mayor Rep, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Lots going on last night. I guess let's start with the news story that we're covering today, and that's trash removal service, yeah. A five-year deal with MTERRA. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, as you well know, there's been a few complaints about the services that MTERRA has offered over the past couple of years, especially when it came to leaf pickup. However, we did rebid the contract because it was a five-year contract. It was time to reach out again, and they are and were the only bidder. Obviously, we have to have trash services, so we didn't have much of a choice but to approve the bid.
Yeah, I wonder, is it time to look at revisiting the idea of leaf pickup with that leaf machine that doesn't seem to work all that well? That has that's why they were the only bidder, was because of the leaf machine. Why not just have residents put their leaves in bags out to the curb?
That sounds nice in theory.
Okay.
However, I would be very surprised if everybody did it, and especially you have a lot of areas in the city of Port Huron where it's massive amounts of leaves.
Yeah.
And a lot of people would not be able to handle that. I mean, I could just think of like going down Riverside Drive. There are piles and piles are up on Gratiot or any place like that, that there's all these leaves. We can't let them just sit there if people don't pick them up because they get into the sewer system, and that causes a whole other set of problems. You can't burn. Leaf pickup in someone's small yard is fine if you want to put it in a bag or if you're doing it, but for the major fall and the major fall of leaves in the fall, it just wouldn't be possible for most people to do that. Now, that being said, we've looked certainly at, what's the possibilities of us taking on that task of doing the leaf pickup. But the way things are right now, getting equipment is probably anywhere from a year and a half to 2 years out for getting a new piece of equipment if we were going to order it. And we are having the same problems that they were having, which is hiring employees. So even if you could get the equipment, could you get the employees to run the equipment? That's the other part of that equation. And certainly it's something that we're going to continue to look at, during the life of this contract as to could we do that? Now, part of this contract is that they are obliged to have four trucks in the city doing it. That was, they did do some of that last year. However, that was not an obligation because it was not in the contract. This time it is in the contract. So certainly we've been working with them to make sure that they, perform as they should. And there is always, if they don't perform, there's, always penalties for that as far as, I guess, ultimately for a 30-day notice, you can cancel the contract. But they need, in order to even replace or get somebody else to do it, takes a substantial amount of time to gear up, get the equipment and all that type of thing. Unfortunately, it's we're kind of stuck in a hole right now, and we don't have much choice but to approve the bid that's out there and move forward.
This is going to be a pricey contract. I think the price goes up by about 33%. Where is that money going to come from?
Well, that's something we're going to have to work on at budget time, because right now we collect 3 mils from everyone. That's the limit, and to be able to put on your taxes for trash removal. We may have to look at some other ways of paying for it. Certainly everything's going to be looked at. The city manager intends to bring back some suggestions to us in the next month or so or less as we head into the budget season. So, but for now we had to approve the contract because you have to do it within so many days so they know that they're still doing it, as far as their equipment and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's kind of a tough position to be in, that kind of a backed against the wall. But if no one else was going to bid on it, we thought we might get. But I guess this is happening not just in our community, it's happening all over the country, that all of the waste haulers have increased their rates substantially, including and about the same rate, 37%, which, you know, is hard to swallow. But as we know right now, times for getting equipment and employees is tough.
It is indeed. A lot of ongoing park improvements in recent years, and a lot of that on the agenda last night. I want to talk about the small, what seems like an invisible park, because you don't really, you drive by it all the time and don't even realize you're driving by it, the Pocket Park downtown. This is set for some major improvements. And, you know, again, when you look at money being spent, you know, you say, well, you know, it's going to cost more for trash pickup, and yet we're spending all this money on the Pocket Park. You can't move it from one place to the other,
no.
Can you?
Absolutely not. That money is going to come from, for those park improvements, from the Water Street TIF, which means that any proper increase in property taxes in that particular boundaries that's generated can only be spent for improvements in that area, nowhere else. It cannot be used for general fund. It cannot be used for waste pickup, you know, anything like that. It has to be used for improvements in that area, and that is part of the Water Street TIF.
And
so
the
monies are collected from there.
And that little park is a neat little spot. It's going to be even nicer with these improvements, it sounds like.
Oh, I think so. It's a lot of money, and I agree with that. We were told that a lot of the things that need to be done, yes, some are cosmetic, but the majority of what needs to be done would need to be done regardless of whether you did the cosmetic either. You know, it's not ADA accessible. The concrete is heaving. There's things like that that certainly aren't visible to the naked eye if you're driving by and you say, well, I don't know, why are they putting money in there? You know, there's no, they can't see it, but yeah, there are some major issues. So a majority of that is that. And while you're doing that, we would like to make it a you know, a showcase piece so that people can use it. And a lot of people do. Ever since COVID, a lot of people use our parks much more than they ever did. And that's a nice location downtown. And people can go in and buy their lunch at a business or get a beverage and sit there in the park. And we have music there on the weekends. Mm-hmm. And it is a nice addition to the south end of downtown.
All part of our vibrant downtown, no doubt. We're talking with the mayor of Port Huron, Pauline Rep. Mayor Rep, this past week there was a video that circulated on social media, gained traction on Detroit area TV, with a Port Huron police officer assaulting a citizen who appeared to be under the influence. Chief Platzer issued a statement saying the officer has been disciplined. This has been addressed in-house, and the officers received additional training. Are you satisfied with the chief's explanation of what happened, and what other response do you have?
Well, I guess I would say I think it's most unfortunate that the incident happened. I certainly don't condone it. I don't think they do either. I mean, I have a lot of respect for our police department. Things like that obviously can and do occur, not just in Port Huron, but other places. Everybody's human, makes reactions and does things they shouldn't do. And obviously the officer shouldn't have done that. As far as discipline, you know, that's really not under the purview of the city council. That is, you know, we don't get into employee discipline. We have one employee, and that's James Freed, the city manager. And beyond that, it is up to him to discipline or otherwise his direct reports, and then them their direct reports. So, you know, as far as did they do enough, you know, we really don't have a say in that, except that I do know that they followed the guidelines of what was appropriate punishment for that type of first-time event.
Yeah. Nice State of the County address yesterday. What's your reaction, having sat there for an hour and listened to the state of St. Clair County? What's the state of St. Clair County in 2023?
Well, I think it's really good. I think it's good in the city of Port Huron. I mean, regardless of the issues we all have once here and there, there certainly is growth in new businesses and you know, investments into the area. So I think it's very positive. There was a lot of growth in 2022, and I believe there will be even more in 2023. So, you know, I think it's the county has done a good job of moving forward. And, you know, we all do tend to work together more now for the betterment of the entire county, and I think that's a good thing.
Absolutely. That's the way it works. Pauline, always appreciate your time. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Paul.
You bet. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.